Mixed Mornings with Kyle, Brian, and Sarah is brought to you by Sunrise Dental. Visit any of Sunrise Dental's four area locations or go to visitsunrise.com.
Love or list 'em, love or list 'em. We have a lover that needs your wisdom. This, I tell ya, brother, one could end it with the other. Love or list 'em. Love or list 'em.
Welcome to Love 'em or List 'em. We do this every single Thursday around this time. We've all been in those weird dating situations where we have to ask our family and friends for help. Well, on Thursdays, the individual has all of our help as we try to figure out the weird situation they're in. Now, we've had a lot of mama's boys that we've dealt with over the years, but this is an extreme dad, you know, the whole daddy's girl thing, and going to the extremes to protect his daughter. It's kind of like the Under Arm commercial. Must protect his house, but it's around his daughter.
Under Arm commercial?
Under Armour is what I'm trying to say.
Thanks. Commercial? I was like, what Dang deodorant him. Has a house
Thank
involved?
You. That would be funny. Must protect this house.
Yeah. Thank you, Brian. For finishing my thought that I was trying to go to. All right, so here's the situation. This dad has been showing up unannounced to restaurants when he's realized where they're going on dates and different things. Dan has been dating his girlfriend for about 6 or 7 months, but it was something that happened a couple weeks ago that took it to an entirely other level. But should it end the relationship, we'll let you help Dan decide. Dan, what happened 2 weeks ago when you went on an overnight trip, my friends?
So the weirdest part about it, 2 weeks ago, I took her, we go to Wrightsville Beach for a quick overnight trip. The next morning, I go out for a jog, and I see this guy's truck. He's got this white Toyota Tundra, blackout windows. I'm like, there's no effing way. Yes, it's Dallas Cowboy license plate frame there. Her dad, he stayed at the same hotel that we had. She had no idea. I had no idea.
That is crazy.
Same exact hotel.
That is crazy behavior.
A Cowboys fan and a crappy private investigator.
Hey, that's not nice.
All at the same time.
Yeah, I know. And a stalker on top of that. He stayed at the same hotel. So you go back into the hotel, and no doubt you tell your wife, who said, you know
not
what?
Not wife.
Or sorry.
Girlfriend.
You go back into the hotel, no doubt you tell your girlfriend, who said, yeah, I thought the bellhop looked like my dad in a mustache. And what does she say?
She had no idea. She says, I have no idea. Then eventually, I'm like, look, he's here. She says, or I did text him, tell him where we were going to stay. And I'm like, he is here. And now I'm pissed. So I go out to the lobby and I'm just waiting for him.
Yeah.
I'm just talking in the lobby. I'm just waiting for this guy to show up. Everybody's starting to check out. I didn't even shower. I'm just waiting, and then he comes out, and he just turns, like, white as a ghost.
Oh,
white as a ghost. Sure, there's, like, 10 other people in the lobby. They're all checking out, and we have it out right there. And he said, you know, I'm yelling at him, and he's like, I'm sorry, it's dumb. And he acknowledges too much, and he's intruding, but, like, he cannot let go. He cannot let go of this girl. Like, it's crazy.
I'm just picturing you both yelling at each other, holding cucumber waters in the lobby.
As the beach is 20 yards away.
I'm sorry. I know this is serious.
This
but
is
insane,
serious.
But dude,
this is insane.
This is scary.
Unacceptable.
This is like bye-bye stuff if dad doesn't go away.
I'm with you there.
So Olivia is awesome, and 7 months in, she's amazing, and she knows it's too much. She knows this is over the line, and now I don't know what to do. Should I love her or list her?
Todd, what would you do if you're Dan?
Well, if she's an only child, then I think he's in trouble because I don't think this guy's going to relax. And the other question is, if she's not an only child, has he done this for other relationships? But I think he's got to lay down the law, sit down with the dad, and have a discussion. And if he doesn't get the sense that this is going to change, I think he needs to cut bait.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny? Usually it's the dad that sits the young man down. Here's how things are going to go. In this case, it's the young man who's like, Dad, get over here.
Well,
sit down.
I think it's very telling that he turned white whenever he saw him
in the hotel. Well, he was
caught. Oh, yeah.
He was caught.
I know.
Todd and Kinston, thank you for calling in, my friends.
All right, have a good day.
And there's a common theme with all the Facebook comments that we have. It's not Dan. It's not the boyfriend that should have to have this sit-down conversation.
No.
It's Olivia telling her dad to calm down and setting some sort of boundaries, if possible, with this guy that obviously has some of his own things he has to work out.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely not. It's not his responsibility.
All right, with that, Dan, a lot of comments on our Facebook page. You heard what Todd just said there a second ago. Dan, Your decision, are you giving up Olivia or the dad or just the entire situation, lover or lister? What are you going to do?
I mean, the last 2 weeks have been murder. I don't know. It's one of those things where I don't think it's going to get any better. I don't see him backing down. And, you know, I think I have to lister.
Oh, Dan, that's...
Yeah.
That's...
She's amazing. Olivia is incredible. Like, it's all her dad. It really is. You know, he's shown me who he is, and he's not changing. He's not getting any better.
Yeah.
And this is not gonna change.
Oh,
it's
man.
Just who he is.
Well,
I'm
yeah,
so
Dune,
sorry.
You're being stalked by a dad. That's kind of freaky. But maybe you breaking up with Olivia, I feel horrible for her because it's not really her fault. But maybe it will send a signal to dad. Or
he'll love it.
Or he'll love it. But, I mean, there's a... Obviously, you've hit a breaking point, and hopefully there's some, like, evolution that comes from it.
Maybe she'll tear him a new one when this happens.
Maybe.
And maybe when you talk to Olivia, the dad needs some help or something in letting
no
go.
Kidding.
Because based on what happened last week, and there's some deep-rooted issues that we'll never know exactly how to explain for him. And this is probably a good choice, you know, so something doesn't escalate into something else. Dan, thank you for calling today, man, and sorry that this is the situation you're in when you found somebody you really care about.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
Need a dentist that's both amazing and caring? Sunrise Dental checks both boxes with over 1,100 five-star Google-rated reviews. Handle all your family's dental needs in one office, from cleanings, x-rays, tooth extractions, crowns, and whitening. Ask about their dental implant plans. Stop into any of the four Sunrise Dental offices with locations in Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, and their newest location in Cary at Parkside Town Commons. Let Sunrise Dental take care of you and your smile. Make an appointment today at visitsunrise.com.